Joining me in the studio this evening are Terrence Burke of Wump Munket Puppets. Welcome, Terrence.
Hello.
And Sean Meddy, the booking and communications manager for Madcap Puppets. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, as most people are aware, puppetry is an ancient art form. A lot of people tend to think it's just for young people. But really, and both of you can speak to this, when parents bring their kids to see these shows, oftentimes they tend to enjoy it a lot more than the kids do.
Indeed.
Yes.
And to that end, you guys actually do a lot of public performances. I know that Madcap is an educational outreach performance group, and I also know that Wump Munket does a lot of performances, private performances for preschools and other. But opening it up to the family, what is that like?
Well, often when I perform, I'm brought in as an entertainer for younger children, and by the end of it, I've got the grandmothers and the grandparents coming up who remember Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, who remember Howdy Doody and Shari Lewis, and they say, ah, that's it. That young person inside them has come alive, and they get the corniness and the silly jokes. And really, for children of all ages and of all sizes and shapes, good humor is ageless, really, I like to think. And I prepare my material that it is family-friendly, and a good silly joke is a good silly joke. And I like to keep everyone inclusive.
Oh, I would agree. Some of my favorite times performing is performing for public audiences with Madcap Puppets and just hearing the adults get the humor, especially sometimes when the adults get the adult jokes that may go over the kids' heads and all of a sudden the kids are looking at the parents going, I don't get that. But the adults are laughing, so the kids are like, well, that must be funny, so I'll laugh as well.
Now, in your private performances for schools and like that, is the material different than the family performances or is it pretty much the same?
For us, it's the same. We write our shows and then we premiere them and tour them out across the country. So even in the school settings, a similar situation, the teachers might laugh. But generally, it's family audience, so everybody has a great old time.
And where I also perform for private audiences, birthday parties, and private functions, and I perform it all live, I can personalize it. So I do a little prep work beforehand. I get to find out the name of the family pet, what is the child's favorite toy, what is on the menu for the birthday party, and then have the puppets react to that. And seeing the kids react, like, how does he know my dog's name is Rover? It's all part of the magic.
Now, let's get a little bit of background on each of your organizations. Terrence, tell us a little bit about Wump Munket.
Wump Munket Puppets is a childhood dream brought in front of an audience. I was a big puppet fan back in the 1960s and 70s, built and tried my own little things as a child, put it on hold as I explored community theater, rock and roll, radio, and television, and then became a parent in the early 2000s, started entertaining my children with it, and then gradually brought it out to a public audience. And now we're 4 years strong, and every year is busier, and the applause keeps roaring.
And Sean, about Madcap.
Well, Madcap started, it was founded by Jerry Handorf back in 1981, and we started in the early days, just doing holiday shows at Christmas and Halloween at the zoo and around the parks around Cincinnati. And since then, it's grown into one of the largest touring puppet companies in the country. We go to 17 different states annually. So we're hitting schools and libraries and festivals, fairs, museums almost every day.
Now, most people, when they come to see your shows, they're thinking, you know, oh, here they're bringing us puppets and they're doing a performance. And they oftentimes don't realize that you guys are more than performers. You guys actually come up with the concepts. You create the stories. You create the puppets themselves. Tell us a little bit about puppetry creation.
Well, mine start off as an idea in a sketchbook, and often my children inspire me. This season, we have a brand new character, Unka the Caveman, and that was brought about my daughter, Eleanor, who's now performing with me on some shows, said, Daddy, you need a caveman in your show. And I said, well, why not? So she gave me a little doodle, and my wife, Laura, and I developed it into a working hand puppet, and it's a traditional hand puppet, such as you'd see with Punch and Judy. And actually, he's been getting a lot of laughs this summer, so Unka is very well received. So we do the doodles, we develop it into a more functional puppet, and then try it out in front of my kids, and then on the stage, and let everyone else enjoy the fun.
Well, at Madcap, we try to derive our sources for our stories from folk tales around the country, or around the world, really. We'll spend a long time developing the stories, crafting those, and then designing and building the puppets. For example, right now we have a show going out called Twain's Twisted Tales, and it's all based around the stories of Mark Twain. And the process for that took quite a while. Not all the stories of Mark Twain are necessarily family friendly. So adapting that to a family audience is something that we had to learn how to do. But once we did, it's gotten amazing responses from everywhere it's toured this summer so far.
And building these puppets, it takes a while. I know, Sean, we were talking earlier, you guys are spending much of the month of August preparing for an upcoming show.
Yes. This August, we are working on a show called Sumo, A Wrestler's Tale. It is based on a Japanese folktale called Three Strong Women. It's a Japanese-inspired show. It will premiere in March of 2015 at the Cincinnati Art Museum and Clifton Cultural Arts Center. And it's a Bunraku-style puppetry show. So Bunraku is a style of Japanese puppetry in which it takes usually 2 to 3 people just to work one puppet. In true Bunraku style, the person that works just the head of the puppet has spent years upon years studying and mastering the other parts of the puppet before they're allowed to do the head.
And of course, in August, Terrence, you're going to be out performing in a lot of private performances, mm-hmm. but you've got some performances coming up actually in September at some also well-known Cincinnati locations.
Yes, on the 13th, we'll be down at the Smale Riverfront Park for the Family Theater series there. And then later in September, on the 27th and 28th, I'll be back at Clifton Fest, which is a big fun time for everybody.
Now, a lot of people may not realize that there are actually educational programs, not necessarily degrees, although there are some in the country, but also other educational opportunities that have contributed to a lot of Cincinnati puppetry. I know Jerry Handorf was a design major, and he studied with Jim Henson. Mm-hmm. And then, Terrence, you actually last August got a scholarship to participate in the National Puppetry Festival.
I did. It was a wonderful time. Took some workshops on hand puppet manipulation with design and working with those. Also working with fabric and finding all the ins and outs and making fabric behave for you and trying to find things. But the best part of that at the festival was being able to see so many puppet shows of all different styles and mediums all at once and meeting all the people behind them.
And I'd also like to mention that one of the Madcap alumni at Red Baumgartner is the head of the Atlanta Center for Puppetry Arts.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. Reda, every once in a while, though she doesn't come back as much as she used to, we always love seeing our alumni go off and do bigger and better things. Reda down in Atlanta. We have another friend, Seth Schaefer, that's up in Ann Arbor, Michigan right now. He's just started his own puppet company after he's finished his master's thesis. So, yeah, we love to see our alumni going out and doing other stuff.
What is coming up for each of your companies? What's coming up for Wump Mucket?
Presently, we're working on a new show for the winter called Frozen Follies. And we're taking our cast of characters and making snowballs and dancing marshmallows and all kinds of wackiness with that. Very much inspired by the fun of Saturday mornings, which is kind of lost now. And it's kind of new to kids, so that makes it fresh for them, and that'll be rolling out in the winter months.
And I also understand there's some possible plans for getting out of Cincinnati for a short period of time?
Yes, we are right now working on the groundwork for an East Coast tour next August. I'll be able to perform in front of my friends and family back in New England and work that into the 2015 National Puppetry Festival. So I'm excited to bring it home. It's the place where it all kind of started. It'll be lots of fun.
And what's coming up for Madcap?
Well, we are very excited about our upcoming Hats Off season. We have 3 fantastic shows, Long Lost Stories, which will be premiering in November, about 2 kids that get stuck inside a giant trunk, and the only way they can escape is by telling these 3 magnificent stories. Then in January, we have a show called Once Upon a Clock, which takes place inside a magical clock shop, and stories seem to be coming from the clocks and everywhere. And then, of course, Sumo, A Wrestler's Tale in March, which we're very excited about in building. And then hopefully, looking out in the future, too, along the lines of next summer with the All-Star Game coming to Cincinnati, a special baseball show by Madcap. So we're looking towards that, too. We're looking, trying to look way out.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Terrence Burke of Wump Mucket Puppets. Thank you, Terrence.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
And Sean Meddy of Madcap Productions. Thank you, Sean.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
For more information on Wump Mucket Puppets and Madcap Production Puppets, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.